Hi guys, welcome to the Friday Tech Talks podcast. Today in this podcast, we're going to be talking about another Facebook glitch. We're going to be talking about robots conducting job interviews. And we're going to be talking about Nintendo launching two new Switch consoles. Also, did anybody see Apple Arcade? Like, Apple Arcade is just going to be pretty sick. I think it's a monthly subscription service get for gaming, pretty much. Apple Arcade, obviously. I don't really know anything much else about it. It's kind of a bit new, I think. But I'm pretty sure it's going to be a bit like Xbox Live, but not any chat side or something like that. Just pure games. It'll be on iPhone, iPad, Mac, or Apple TV. I don't know how you're going to use it on Apple TV, but okay. They're not sure how much money it's going to be as well. They said at least $10 a month or more. So it's going to be probably about £7 here in England. I don't know, I'm just guessing. It's going to be pretty cool. Cuz Apple Arcade, you know, Apple has a great selection of games. I've always mocked Google's Play Store because it doesn't review its apps before it puts it on there. Like, because say if you release an app on there, they don't really review it, they just put it up. Only when it gets a load of bad reviews and stuff like that, they then review it to see if it's bad. But with Apple, they review it first and just get it out of the way and done, get it just done and out of the way, which I think is really good for Apple personally. I think it's amazing. Also, the Facebook and Instagram glitch. Okay, so an anonymous source claiming to be a Facebook employee has revealed that the passwords of nearly 500 million Facebook and Instagram users were exposed, right? It says that they were storing the passcodes in text format, so they weren't encrypting it, weren't doing anything to protect it, available to all of the employees for a long time, since 2012. I mean, I talked about this last time, I'm pretty sure, but I didn't realise it was this colossal. I thought it was just a few people, I guess, but available to employees as well. Like, I don't understand. How can such a big company have such a big flaw in their, like, system? I don't get it. I really don't get it. In terms of robots conducting job interviews, that's a bit crazy. That is too crazy. I mean, by the time I get a job, it'll probably be conducted by a robot. It's designed to ask questions that the manager has prepared for the person who's getting interviewed, and it records the whole conversation and then sends it to the employer. That's just going to be cool. It's a 16-inch tall robot recruiter named Tengai. Don't know where she comes from. Sweden. Actually, Sweden, right? Comes from Sweden. Called Tengai. 16-inch tall robot. Apparently, it's the future of job interviews. I don't know who's... I mean, it'd probably be all jobs, to be honest. I think in the future, there'll be a lot of people out of their jobs because of robots coming in and, like, automation, just everything like that. And also, have you been wondering why your phone has been going down so much percent? Specifically on this news app, the news app that I use for this actual podcast, I think it happens because apparently scammers have been caught playing hidden video ads and draining smartphone batteries. So, say you're just running a normal app, you know, just normal, as you do, and your phone battery is going straight down. It's like plummeting to the ground. That's why your phone battery's going down, because they're playing so many hidden ads in the background that you can't even see. And yes, there's no actual point in it. It's probably just a glitch in some apps, I guess. But it's a really bad glitch. I do not want my phone percent going straight down. I just don't want my phone percent going straight down. Anyway, in terms of podcasts, the BBC has pulled its podcast from Google Podcasts and Assistant. Don't think, and Google Assistant, nobody actually knows why, I'm pretty sure. Pretty sure no one knows why yet. But they've just pulled his podcast. I'm glad I don't work for the BBC. Anyway, Nintendo Labo VR. Nintendo Labo VR. Let me just set that in. So, in case you don't know what Nintendo Labo is, basically, if you have a Nintendo Switch, it's like kind of cardboard made by Nintendo, where you can put your Switch in it, you can do stuff. As you guys know from the past two episodes, I already have a Switch. Don't have any Nintendo Labo stuff, though. I'm considering it, I guess. But VR. I'm quite interested in this, because it's Nintendo Switch, but it's VR. Basically, I already thought that Nintendo Switch was like Xbox, but portable. More enjoyable games. I'm not saying the Xbox doesn't have enjoyable games. I love playing it. I'm probably going to get on my Xbox straight after recording this podcast. But it just... I feel like Mario has... It was kind of my childhood in a way, because I used to play the Wii all the time. Mario Kart, when people came around, went in the lounge, just switched the Wii on. It was amazing. It was like the best time. I used to play Just Dance with Leo, my friend Leo. Leo, if you're listening to this podcast, hello. I've just kind of mentioned you. So yeah, it used to be really cool. Amazing. I just play FIFA now on my Xbox, to be honest. I did get Super Smash Bros, but I thought it was a button mashing game, and I was really excited, but then you kind of have to swipe. But in terms of also shout out, so in case you guys didn't know, I put my Instagram story, one thing to improve on and one thing I'm bad at, just to help out my podcast a bit. Generally, I didn't get that much actual reviews. Mia Franzini, but Olivia put, you're good at being good and bad at being bad, so thanks, I guess. I will work on being bad at being bad, because that means being good, I guess. Courtney said you're good at everything. Thank you. It's very appreciated. Max, he said, your podcasts are decent, you need to work on the stutter. Yes, the stutter is quite insane. He told me to finish it. I said, beep, beep, I'm a sheep. That's just, I finished it. James, genuinely good podcast. Thank you, James. And that's all for the one thing I'm bad and good at. In terms of shout-outs, I did ask for shout-outs. I think it was Courtney and Annie. I'm going to shout-out now. So, I'm going to thank you on the podcast for doing that. Anyway, also, back to the news. So, hyper-casual games. In case you don't know what a hyper-casual game is, it's like a game that's really simple, but really enjoyable. Sorry, my voice is going. A game that's generally simple, but really enjoyable. It's like kind of Crossy Roads. I think it's called Crossy Roads, I'm pretty sure. Don't copyright me, I'm Article 30. Stuff like, what's it called? What's that game? It was Colour Switch, that's it. And Colourbump 3D, I got that on my phone. I'm just going through apps that I have on my phone right now. I don't have many games that are hyper-casual. But it's just hyper-casual games like that. And the reason why they do so well in the App Store, if you literally look at the top apps right now, I'm going to casually go on to the top games right now. If you look at them, basically all of them are hyper-casual games. So look, number one, Amaze. It's called Amaze, and that's so cringy because it's to do with mazes. But you basically just have to swipe around like a kind of blocks, and when you cover the block, it colours it. That's literally the whole aim of the game. Just the whole aim of the game. That's a hyper-casual game that's really simple, really popular. I think hyper-casual games are so popular because they're just simple and they're fun. Like, say, something like, just any other game that has quite a heavy story, you know, you have to get really into it. It's kind of, I think hyper-casual games win more, because it's something you can kind of pick up, play really quickly in your spare time, then just put down, and be done with it. Like, it just makes more sense having hyper-casual games over the other version. I don't know what the other version is actually called, guys, sorry about that. Anyway, So, I mean, I don't watch anime. I don't watch anime at all. I'm just saying, this is a bit of news I saved for some strange reason, but Crunchyroll's reportedly raising price to $7.99 a month, in case you wanted to know. I don't know why you want to know. I mean, if you watch anime, then it's something to do with you. But I mean, you know, it's great. Also, Minecraft. This is a really interesting one. It says Minecraft removes most notch references from game. And if you don't know what Notch is, then who are you? I also mentioned him in the first episode, I believe. This is episode 3. I can't believe we're already on episode 3. 3 weeks, guys. 3 weeks so far. Anyway, they've removed all of his, like, kind of references. I don't know why. Maybe it's just because, yeah, he isn't the owner of the game anymore. He did make it, but he isn't the owner anymore. They own it. Maybe they just want to kind of get rid of him, I guess. I mean, it is really mean, but I guess they might just want to get rid of him. Because, also, I've seen a bit of this. I'm not too. I don't really understand the whole thing, but Apple Card? Is this like. I don't know, because we've already got Apple Pay. So, I mean, it says here. This is Apple's take on the credit card, where it can be used in software form on the iPhone. So it's literally like Apple Pay, but just a credit card on the iPhone. I don't know why they need that, because they've already got Apple Pay. Literally everywhere supports Apple Pay anyway. So it's just easy. I don't know why. Don't ask me how. Also, Nintendo Switch Pro controllers. I don't know why I brought myself to this concept, but I haven't actually got a Pro controller. I've been thinking of getting one, but I don't know. I don't know. It's kind of more like an Xbox controller. And I have been an Xbox supporter since my whole life. Literally, I remember in year 2 getting an Xbox 360. I think it was year 2, it might have been earlier. But it was literally heaven. I remember getting Minecraft for the first time. Literally going in the lounge, put my Xbox 360 up, because we didn't have a TV in my room I am in now. And I got really mad at the tutorial. I got crazily mad at the tutorial. And, you know, I just got really insane. I think I was like crying and stuff like that because it was such a hard game, but it wasn't. Anyway, apparently there's a website which randomly loads YouTube's most unsearchable video. Well, videos. I mean, if you guys want to go on there, I've not been on there myself, so if this gives you a virus or something, it's really not my fault. I had the name. It was defaultfile.name. Don't ask me, like, anything to do with it. To be honest, I have just clicked on the website and it does look quite dodgy. So maybe you wouldn't want to do that. But I mean, it looks pretty legit. Apparently it's really addicting. Because, I mean, if you saw, like, a load of cringy videos that nobody searches for, it'll be quite good, right? It'll be quite funny, I guess. Anyway, this is the end for this video, this episode. I have talked about a lot of different things. The Facebook glitch, robots, everything. I will see you guys in the next episode. Bye.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.